I do have a little memory of that. But me and Dave, man, we were like for quite a while, we were everyday pals, you know, hanging out. And I can tell you stories, man, about him. You know how he was. He was like he was back when I hung out with him, like he is today. I mean, I could tell you stories, man. It might blow your mind, might not, but he was my man, though. You know, and then as time went on, we kind of parted ways. I went in the one direction, he went in the other, and the last time I seen him in person, I bought a Honda off of him, a Honda car. I traded him a Fisher stereo for a nice Honda Civic, nice condition. The clutch was out on it, and one fender was missing. But it was a nice car, and I swapped him for it, and guy towed it home, and neighbor on the corner asked me if I wanted to sell it, and he offered me a nice price for it. So I took it, and I helped him push it home, which was on the corner, six houses. That same day, man, he had a clutch in it and everything. He had it out driving around. It was cool.
Yeah, last time I seen him, I went over to his house for this past Halloween, in 12 in Jefferson over there. But yeah, we were kids, man. He lived upstairs over there. And this other kid I used to hang out is Daryl Polcock. He wanted to buy weed from because Gabe Bob that lived downstairs, you know, sold the weed, right? And I told him, I go, you can't go up there. He goes, oh, he's going to rip me off. I said, don't worry. I stayed out here on the porch. I'll go up there and get it, right? And he just demanded on going up there. So we went up there, and I'll be damned if Dave didn't pull a buckhead shotgun, man, pointed right at his head, and I'm standing right on the other side of Daryl, right? And he's getting all freaked out. He thought he was going to get robbed or get killed, right? And we got back downstairs. I said, did you not notice the concrete sticking out of the end of that barrel? And he goes, no, but he pissed his pants. He was so scared he didn't even pay attention to it. That was funny shit, man.